Title: Sampler Modulation Basics for Smoky Late Night Moods Intermediate. All right, let's build a late night, smoky mood layer in Ableton Live using sampler modulation. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you already know your way around a drum rack, basic routing, and you're comfortable automating macros. The goal here is not a big, obvious synth patch. It's that living, breathing haze that sits behind a rolling 172 BPM drum and bass groove, moving just enough to feel expensive. Before we touch sampler, set your tempo to 172 BPM. Drop in a quick two-step, kick, snare on 2 and 4, some hats, and throw in any placeholder sub, even a simple sign. I want you hearing this texture in context, because the number one mistake with Atmosphere is designing it solo, then wondering why it's fighting the drums and bass later. Now, create a new MIDI track and load Ableton's sampler. Not simpler. Simpler is great, but sampler gives you deeper modulation and that's the whole point today. Pick a source sample that already has night in it. Think a short vocal phrase, 1 to 3 seconds, or room tone, rain, a train station, street ambience. Vinyl crackle works too. Even a single sustained note from Rhodes or strings can be perfect. Drag it into sampler. Then open the zone view and just confirm it's mapped across the keyboard. Default mapping is fine. You're building a playable texture, even if you only ever hit one note. Here's the first big move. Make it endless, like fog that never runs out. Go to the sample tab and enable loop. Set loop mode to forward. Now adjust the start and end point so it loops smoothly. If you're hearing clicks, don't panic. Most of the time it's not that you need a huge crossfade. It's that you chose bad loop points, like looping from one loud vowel peak to another loud peak. Try moving the loop start to a quieter part of the waveform, then bring in crossfade after. Add crossfade in the sample tab. Start somewhere around, say, 30 milliseconds and move up if you need to. For some material you'll want 120 milliseconds or more. Use your ears and aim for continuous bed, not obvious loop. Next we're going to darken it in a controlled way. Late night doesn't mean dull, it means tucked behind the snare crack and the hats. Go to filter and enable filter 1. Set it to LP24. Start cutoff around 1.2kHz. You can go as low as 500hz for very moody stuff, or up to 2.5kHz if you need it to speak more. Keep resonance subtle, around 10 to 25%. If your version of Live has filter drive here, adjust a touch, like 1 to 6 dB max. The idea is thickness, not whistling or harshness. Now for what I call the money move, the filter envelope. This is what makes the haze breathe without relying on cheesy LFO wobble. Set the filter envelope attack around 60 to 250 milliseconds so it blooms instead of snapping. Decay somewhere like 1.5 to 6 seconds. Sustain low, maybe 0 to 30% depending on whether you want it to settle darker. Release long, 1 to 6 seconds, so it melts back into the space when you let go. Then set the envelope amount to the filter cutoff gently. Start around plus 10 to plus 25. This is one of those moments where subtle wins. You're not doing a pluck, you're doing a slow inhale. Now let's add drift, not wobble. Drift. Open the LFO in sampler and route it to pitch. Set the rate super slow, like 0.07 to 0.25 Hz. That's a cycle every several seconds. Keep the amount tiny. 2 to 8 cents. 2 cents is almost nothing. 8 cents starts to be noticeable. Use a sine wave so it's smooth. If it sounds seasick, you've gone too far. The vibe is tape, not chorus. Then add movement to the filter cutoff too. If you have a second LFO available, great. If not, you can still route the existing LFO to multiple destinations through modulation. Route LFO to filter one frequency with a very small amount. Rate even slower. 0.05 to 0.18 Hz. The goal is barely noticeable until you mute it and miss it. Here's a teacher tip. Start thinking in modulation lanes instead of one LFO doing everything. Very slow modulation is your mood drift, pitch, cutoff, maybe sample start. Medium speed motion is your breath, the filter envelope and level movement. Fast modulation, if you use it at all, should be tiny and just add imperfection. Now let's make it playable and human. Go into sampler's modulation matrix and map velocity to filter one frequency. Amount around plus 10 to plus 30. This is huge for DNB because you'll often play sparse chords or single notes, and velocity variation makes it feel intentional. Soft hits stay dark and tuck in. Harder hits open slightly and speak. While you're in the matrix, here's a secret weapon. Key tracking. Map key to filter frequency with a small positive amount. This stops low notes from turning into mud and stops high notes from sounding strangely muffled. It's one of those why does this suddenly sit better moves, optional but very useful. Add slow level motion. Instead of always moving brightness, keep the tone stable and map a tiny LFO amount to volume. Just a touch. Then later we'll sidechain it, so the movement feels musical rather than random. Now we're going to turn this into an instrument you can perform. Group sampler into an instrument rack. Create macro 1 and name it smoke. Map smoke to sampler filter 1 frequency with a safe range, something like 400 Hz on the low end up to 3.5 kHz on the high end, depending on your sample. Then map it to filter envelope amount, maybe plus 5 up to plus 30. If you want, also map it to the LFO amount going to the filter from tiny to medium. The idea is, one knob that goes from room tone behind the curtains to cinematic fog, without wrecking the mix. And while we're talking safety, keep macro ranges musical and narrow. You want to perform transitions without accidentally opening the filter to a point where it steps on your hats, or pushing pitch drift until it sounds like a detuned pad. Now let's add a stock FX chain to make it feel like a record, not a raw loop. First, EQ 8, high pass it. Seriously. Put a 24 dB per octave high pass around 120 to 250 Hz. Choose based on your mix, but don't let haze eat your sub. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 500 Hz. If it's too shiny, add a gentle high shelf down around 8 to 12 kHz. Next, saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 5 dB. You can enable soft clip. This isn't about distortion as an effect. It's about density and making quiet details audible at low volume. Then echo. Set a moody timing like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the echo, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Keep mix modest, like 8 to 20%. Echo is one of the easiest ways to get that neon in the rain vibe, without washing everything out. Then hybrid reverb. Pick a hall or a darker hall-like algorithm. Pre-delay 10 to 30 ms. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Darken it with damping so it doesn't turn into sparkle fog. Mix around 8 to 18% if it's insert, or better yet, put hybrid reverb on a return track. If you do use a return, try EQing after the reverb on the return and low pass fairly hard. That gives you a neon hallway tail that's present but still night-coded. Now let's make it DNB, not ambient. Program a simple 2-bar MIDI pattern. Hit notes on bar starts, and try notes that land just before the snare. Think of it like you're feeding the snare a little inhale. Vary velocities between about 50 and 110 so your velocity to filter mapping actually performs mood changes. Then arrangement. Think in 8-bar phrases. Every 8 bars, automate the smoke macro slightly. Not a full sweep, like a 5 to 10% change. And don't be afraid of dropouts. Muting the haze for half a bar at the end of an 8 or 16 can make the return feel like impact even though you added nothing new. Now the glue. Sidechain it to the drum so it breathes with the groove. Add a compressor after the FX. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick and snare bus, or just kick if you want cleaner movement. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds so a tiny bit of the texture's front edge can exist. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Tune it to groove with your beat. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You want it to tuck and exhale, not pump like EDM. If you want a cleaner hush pump without obvious compression artifacts, you can also do it with MIDI rhythm. Use that filter envelope swell and trigger notes as ghost hits, so the room seems to inhale on purpose. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're tweaking. If pitch drift is too high, it becomes instant seasick chorus. Keep it in that 2 to 8 cent range. If you don't high pass, the haze will swallow the sub and your mix will go cloudy fast. If your reverb is too bright, it stops feeling late night. Darken it. If the layer is wide in the low mids, it smears and can collapse in mono. Keep it more mono down low, and add width higher up using filtered ping pong echo or reverb return width. And if your texture never changes, it stops sounding intentional. Automate in 8 or 16 bar sentences. Let's do a mini practice run to lock it in. Pick one vocal word or 2 seconds of ambience. Build the patch, loop with crossfade, LP24 around 1.2 kHz, pitch drift at 0.12 Hz at about 5 cents, velocity to filter frequency. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip with notes on bar starts and just before the snare, then sidechain it. Finally, automate smoke over 16 bars, bars 1 through 8, slowly close it down, bars 9 through 16, open slightly and add a touch more echo mix. If you finish that and it feels like it's moving, but it never steals focus from drums and bass, you nailed it. For a final challenge, Try building a 2-macro version of this rack without changing your MIDI clip at all. Macro 1 is FOG, tone and motion. Macro 2 is distance, space and placement, like echo and reverb, maybe a bit of width, but always mix safe. No low-end buildup, no obvious wobble even at max. And if you tell me what your source is, like vocal versus field recording versus vinyl, and whether your track is minimal or busy, I can suggest tighter macro ranges so it sits perfectly in your exact mix.